Voters in the Yugoslav Republic of Serbia vote on Sunday in the first round of a presidential election. It's the first such vote since the overthrow of Yugoslav president Slobodan Milosevic 2 years ago. Then a fractured opposition united to oust Milosevic. But as NPR's Guy Raz reports from Belgrade, without Milosevic on the scene, those once united groups are now fighting each other for control.
On the streets of Belgrade, you'd be hard-pressed to find much enthusiasm for Sunday's elections.
What is there to be excited about?
I'm not excited at all.
In some ways, you could argue that Serbs have finally achieved what they always wanted, a boring, normal political race. You might remember the mass protests here that brought down the Milosevic regime, the passionate oratory, the scrappy student movement for democracy. There's none of that in this campaign. The stakes, says Marko Blagojevic, head of the Center for Free Elections, aren't really that high.
This is not the matter of life and death as it was 2 years ago when we were making a decision between Koštunica and Milosevic.
The absence of Milosevic's repressive regime has allowed voters here to focus on the mundane concerns of ordinary countries.
Economy, economy, and economy. Unemployment, living standard, pensions.
That's Srđan Bogosavljević, head of the largest polling firm in Serbia. In every poll he's conducted in the past few months, the two hot-button issues associated with Milosevic, Kosovo and the fate of Montenegro, don't even register in the minds of voters. Kosovo is widely regarded as a lost cause. Montenegro, the other republic that, with Serbia, makes up the Yugoslav Federation, is likely to win even more autonomy by the end of the year. And according to Stojan Sedovic, a columnist for the weekly magazine Vreme, no one here seems to mind all that much.
Many people are aware that there is no risk that country will fall in some sort of black hole of tyranny or whatever. I think that they feel that Serbia will be democratic anyway.
Both main candidates support economic reform. On the one side is Vojislav Koštunica. He's the man who ousted Milosevic 2 years ago. Today, he's the president of the Yugoslav Federation. That role, though, is increasingly weak since the federation is expected to disband soon into a looser union of Serbia and Montenegro. Koštunica is seen as a man above politics, a straight shooter, and a nationalist. He's not one for making rapid and painful reforms to restructure Serbia's corrupt, bureaucratic economy. On the other side is Miro Lublabus, an economist who favors radical austerity measures. Labus is backed by Serbia's powerful reformist prime minister, Zoran Djindjic. But judging by the reaction Djindjic received at a campaign rally for Labus last night, you might think that he's actually the candidate. In fact, says journalist Ljiljana Smilovic, this presidential election will actually reflect voters' feelings, good and bad, about Djindjic's performance as prime minister.
This race is a referendum on the efficacy, but also on the lawfulness, on the democratic behavior of the government. There's a lot of unhappiness over the neoliberal policies that have been pursued and implemented in Yugoslavia.
While polls show both Koštunica and Labus running neck and neck in Sunday's first round, Koštunica is expected to pick up votes from supporters of minor candidates in the second round. The winner of that round will replace Serbia's current president, Milan Milutinovic, a Milosevic-era holdover who's now under indictment by the War Crimes Tribunal in The Hague. Guy Raz, NPR News, Belgrade.